have all Jonestown references in this session?
All right. Now are we ready?
All right.
Okay. Calling to order the Treasurer's Work Session. It is 3:15 on Thursday, January 24th. Welcome, a new Treasurer Rasmussen. Are there any opening statements you or your deputies would like to make?
Not at the moment. We've gone through the budget together. Deputies did a great job preparing it before I was sworn into office. And we don't really have any changes from the initial budget that they worked with Lisa Markley to create. We're ready to go through it with the board. We don't think there'll be any major concerns, so looking forward to working through it.
Okay.
And we just want to thank Lisa for taking her time to sit down with Lori and I and going through everything so that we understood everything. Thank you.
Okay. So thank you. Great. We start with the revenue, and I'll open it up to the supervisor. And any questions?
Yes, it's on investments. This is showing in $163,564,000 in the first 6 months of the year. So annualized, that would be 320-ish. And you're budgeting 285. Just wondered why the difference.
I'll try, because I never won that argument with Renee. It should be 320. I mean, it absolutely should be 320. Both the re-estimate and next year.
But we're also not for sure on that one big financial investment that Renee was involved in, and we're still going over that, so we don't really know what the projections will be on that, so we meet with them.
But we did just get $1 million also in bond money. So that, and that's not going to be spent out real soon. So I think that.
I think we're safe at 320. I think we could push it to 330 or 340, but I don't want to push it. I just think 320 is a good, safe spot for us to be. We'll exceed 320.
Yeah. Would you settle for 300?
Anything above 285. I mean, but it's just know that it's going to be north of 330, and so I think 320 is a good estimate.
So I believe in budgeting to where it's at, not under budgeting, both on revenue and expense. I think it'd be fine to make an adjustment up. Just because of my newness to the position and some review we're doing of current investments, I would like to keep it at 300 to 310. I would lean on Lisa and RD's experience if they think we would be safer keeping it at 300 rather than 310. I mean, looking at years past, we were probably on target for 320. I do have some concerns with reviewing what is on the books, though. I would lean on you guys. What do you think would be a more appropriate number, 300?
Well, and as we talked about with Dan in the office, we're not going to hold you to this. We're not going to hold you to say, oh my gosh, you didn't reach that. How dare you?
Right.
This is just gives us a better handle on our revenues versus our expenses. So, I think this year 320 is totally legit, and I think next year 300 or 310, if that's what you feel more comfortable with, then that's what it is.
Okay. Well, on the CD said, I did a little calculation, and up to June 30th with the CDs that we have out, we're roughly going to get $90,000 more. So that would bring it up to $250,000.
Okay, so we know you're at 260 and you got up to 285, and then after that, we still haven't balanced out the last account to figure out just how much revenue.
And we got another $1 million.
And we got another. So back to
I'm sorry, when did you say you're going to need that money?
Well,
so if we would want to put it into some kind of,
you guys voted on phase 3 contract yet? They haven't voted on phase 3 contract yet, so I would say that if they haven't voted on phase 3 contract, it's going to be at least June, isn't it, or July?
Yeah, I'd say longer than that. But
so you can put it in for at least 90 days, if not longer.
So for current year adjustment, I would be comfortable at 300, and for 1920, I would. At what point can we amend this again, or when do we review this?
So we'll review it at budget amendment time, and I actually, this is just re-estimation at this point in time, it's not an amendment at all. So this process helps us get a better handle on where we really think we're going to be, and then in April I'll come back and say, okay, I want to amend the budget. The important part of amendments is expenses, quite frankly. So the revenues I look at, because I like to be as close as possible on revenue also. Not like to answer the questions where you said you were going to bring in this, why didn't you? But there's no ramification for it not coming in.
So I think I'd be definitely comfortable bumping 1920 to 300 right now, and in April having a real firm discussion on that for a firm projection. I think it will be able to go up, but I want to review, where we're going to be at once we figure out the current situation.
And so then for fiscal year 2020, you want to stay at the 285?
No, the 300. We can go to the 300.
And the reaction was not 320. I think that's what Lisa was thinking. But you were not.
I have concerns about going to 320 based on what we've already received from our CDs versus what else. I'm not sure.
So 300.
300.
Okay. Okay, same conversation with auto registration fees.
Should be 670, maybe.
If it's doubled, it would be 672.
Mm-hmm.
72,000.
Last year at this point, we had brought in 325, and we ended up bringing in 646. So just under double, just barely under double. So I would actually be more comfortable at 660. Which is just under double the 336. Ted, you need to be comfortable with it, though. I mean, I think that's the reality.
Well, it all depends on people buying, what they're buying, new, used, that's where our fees are based off of, what we received for auto registration, and I don't think I would feel comfortable doing that height. I might go to 30, but
you were 646 last year.
Mm-hmm.
You're ahead first 6 months compared to first 6 months from last year.
December is a big month.
No question, but we're comparing December of last year to December of this year, right? I mean, so we're comparing apples to apples, and what I'm saying is you got 646 last year, and you were only at 325 at this point last year. Now you're at 336 at this point last year. And so I would just underscore what Ted just said to you. This is just our estimate of where we're going, and all we can, so I appreciate the concern, but all we can base it on reasonably is what the past has told us.
So, all right, Have you felt that there have been same number of sales but more used cars, or have there been fewer sales?
There was more sales up until in the middle of October, end of October,
okay.
And then we started slowing down on our title. So it's my concern because we didn't see it before, slowed down as much.
Okay, all right.
It's
too cold
to go out there in
the back. I'm
going to go out there and buy a car. I wouldn't know my next question. I mean, we do have a high number of people who are, I think, starting to be impacted directly because they work for a federal agency, or indirectly because their funding is being held up from a federal agency. So I understand your hesitation given the current, it sounds like your pattern for the last 2.5 months.
We were 646 in 18. What's on 645?
For reestimation.
I think our reestimation for this year, we would be more comfortable with 640.
Okay.
And then I think we're fine with a 2020 estimate of 640 as well. Again, in the April sessions, I think we're okay looking at this a little bit more closer once we can have a better idea of how things are going. Again, I agree with the board, though. We should try to be as accurate as possible. There's no point in underselling what we're going to do, but ultimately, I don't feel comfortable going that much further over what the deputies feel is an accurate number.
So I appreciate getting to 640. I think that's a good place to start. I'll bet you guys a box of donuts we exceed 640 this year.
Well, then you're going to get donuts, and then you're right.
I'll be getting donuts. But you're not getting donuts. You're bringing me donuts.
Okay. Now that we've got the donut bed on, all right.
I don't have anything else in there.
Nothing for revenue. All right.
I have one more, and it's nothing but the non-sufficient funds check charge. I mean, I just look at our history, and we've been over 1,000. The last couple of years, we're already at 600 this year. It's nothing, but those are the kind of things that keep me awake at night. Is why would we budget 700 if everything tells us that we're going to be 1,000? It's
but actually, we have slowed down on
the
assets
for the last couple
of months. So that's positive. Yeah,
but then not much money. Let's just do what we are.
Every dollar counts.
You weren't here the year that Renee
Rick, I was
just at $50. You were here now, but they could go back and forth.
I would have been on this side. I was here.
So all I'm going to say to everybody about this whole $50 stuff, first of all, that some of it's nonsense. But secondly, when I sat down in this chair for the first time, we were $6.2 million upside down. We were spending $6.2 million more than we were bringing in. And if you think we got there just doing the big stuff, you're kidding yourself. Everything matters, and it is more about philosophy than it is anywhere else. And the $300 doesn't bother me. It's the philosophy that gets us to the $300 that bothers me.
And that's back to the accurate number.
We can go on to expenses. We put $1,000 there.
And we can go on to expenses anyway. I just was making a point that all of this, I didn't like that it felt like we were slipping by things because they were small ticket items. All of it matters.
I think amending the re-estimated budget to $1,000 is fair. I would say next year doing $1,000 for that as well. It is a small item, but again, point is to be accurate. So hopefully our constituents never have insufficient funds,
right,
and we get a zero there, but
be great.
We might as well be We might as well, as say, go off the basis of previous years and where the trend is. So I have no argument with bumping that to 1,000 for both 19 and for 20.
$30,100 change I have for the re-estimation and $30,300 for the fiscal year 2020.
So the new revenue is 104,950
for
next year.
104,950.
That's for fiscal year.
That's for 2020, or that's for the readjustment?
That's for 2020.
Everybody caught up, ready to go on for the expenditure. And is there any particular line item we want to start with? For example, maybe I see office supplies here, you originally planned 500. We have doubled for your re-estimation. 2,200,
but
now you're going back down to
1,500.
Oh,
you're
waiting
for that.
There's two on
the slide.
Motor vehicle
slide
is on page
187. 187
is where I am.
That was an issue where we had a scan with a staple in it go through the scanner and scrape the laser. So we have to replace the scanner. That's why the adjustment went up to 2,200. We had to replace that scanner. The 1,500 for next year may be a little bit high, but we did want a budget for if another issue like that occurred. If we want to drop the budget a little based on errors, we could see that coming down a bit. But that's why that we saw that massive increase in
okay.
budget. Versus original.
I think, you know, the last 2 years, obviously, that particular line item has been 572, what I'm looking at. So double of, like, the 672 would be close to your 1,500 foot, but do you think maybe 1,300, or do you think you're going to pretty much stay at 1,300 to 1,500.
That's very quick, right?
Right.
So they bought that. The whole 1,300 is for that replacement scanner that went to crap.
Oh, all right.
So this line item was not. There was nothing spent out of it except this. But what they're looking at is in case of something going wrong next year. And, you know,
The other issue on this, why it felt a little, is as a new treasurer, I might be looking at equipment and furniture that I'm going to wait until next year to put in, whether it's in my office or in the office as a whole. And so we would still like to keep it higher than the 500 and 672.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Yeah, so I did small, it's nothing. Communication services is 4,200, it's not 4,500.
Which line is that, Rick?
That's 414. Please say, am I right or wrong that that's 4,200?
I was the one that put the 4,100 for the
re-estimated purchase,
so that's where
I'm at. Yeah, and I think that I'm trying to round up and give benefit of the doubt. I think it's between 4,100 and 4,200. I rounded up to 4,200. I was suggesting that we put 4,200 in for next year's budget. I think it's the right amount.
There's no increase in the phone charges. So whatever you're paying right now is what you're going to be paying.
For the 2020, 4,200 is fine.
And the re-estimate, what are they?
I'm just leaving that at 41.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the only other thing I wanted you guys to talk me through is the combination of postage mailing and tax statement prep work, because it looks like you moved some money around, and it looks like you increased the total $1,000. And so I just wanted you to talk me through those two items.
Well, typically we usually just put it under the tax sale preparation, and then we decided, well, we probably should separate it out between postage and the actual tax prep. And the postage itself was almost $10,500, so that's why we split it, and the prep was close to $6,800 for last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they are looking maybe at a new vendor, so we don't really know what's going to happen for that. And I'm sure it'll roll a little bit.
Yeah, we just got an email just came through that they're going to charge 0.0038 cents more per statement already. And the committee, the treasurer's committee, is currently, they've completed RFPs, and they have two new vendors looking to do that going forward. FYI, if anybody wants to look at vendors, I did invite them to Story County for their presentations because they could not find meeting space anywhere else in the middle of the state. So they will be here to do those presentations. Basically, as already said, you know, that's why we saw line item 90-24-15 drop by 55% and line item 90-24-12 go up by 275. We're more accurately depicting that, and there are some concerns with the new vendor that they might be a little bit higher. We rounded up a little bit this year, knowing what vendor they'll have should be in place by April. We can look at amending it and making it more accurate based on what they're going to charge once the new vendor's in place.
Yeah, and so I'm fine with that, right? I'm fine. And so it's $23,000 combined between the two.
Yeah.
But I just want to point out where we were, right? So we were just over $19,000 2 years ago in those two line items. We're just under $20,000 this year in those two line items. And so if you go up 10%, if you say there's going to be a 10% increase, we'd be at $22,000. Again, I'm fine at the 23. I appreciate coming back and talking about it in April. I just wanted to understand what we were factoring in, and it makes sense to me.
And that may end up being a little high based on what the new vendors say, but that's something that came up at the ISAC convention last week, and it is a concern of all the treasurers that we could be facing a little bit of an uphill on that one.
I have no further questions.
So really good budget. You guys did it. I apologize that you had to go through what you had to go through to build this budget, and I appreciate you putting it together. It's a great budget, as always, and I appreciate you guys working with us here today.
I honestly, I think it was a really good experience because I think Rory and Artie knew a lot of stuff going on. They just didn't know where it was being put in, and I think it's a good learning experience for them too.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to reiterate what Artie said. Thanks a lot, Lisa, for all your help in this, and thanks to the board for being understanding in our first time going through this.
You are easy. Thank you.
Eric still holds the record until Lucy comes Friday morning, right?